KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The DA has reaffirmed its position on the Expropriation Act, saying it's unconstitutional. The party says it will continue to challenge the law in court and push for it to be revisited by Parliament. In his pre-State of the Nation address this afternoon, DA leader John Steenhuisen said the party believes protecting property rights is crucial for economic growth and job creation. He says they are committed to driving reforms within the Government of National Unity.
We will do whatever we can to ensure that we have an expropriation bill that is in line with our constitution and which safeguards the rights of every South African contained in Section 25 of the constitution, which remains unamended. And so we will continue to block the ANC when it seeks to cause the country serious lasting damage.
The ANC in KZN says it's appalled by the killing of one of its councillors in Sundumbili in northern KZN. Pendukani Mabida was shot and killed by two gunmen at his home yesterday. He was rushed to a hospital where he later died of his injuries. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
It's understood Mabida's killers arrived at his home pretending to be locals seeking intervention in community matters. Another person, believed to be a relative, was shot and injured during the attack. Mabida served as the Ward 18 councillor at Mandeni local municipality. The ANC says its leadership in the region is preparing to visit his family and is confident police will track down the perpetrators. It's called on community members who might have information to approach authorities. Celumu, Sa, Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Scores of residents have been evacuated from their homes in the east of Johannesburg following a fuel spill. Emergency services in Ekurhuleni say a Transnet pipeline was tampered with in the Tinasonke area in Alberton. EMS spokesperson William Ntladi.
Copious amount of oil, of petrol, 95 octane, has seeped through into the soil. Another copious amount of it has been stolen. The pressure was detected to lower down over the night. Hazmat teams from the city of Ekurhuleni and Transnet, they are on site.
And Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, says the Gaza Strip belongs to the Palestinians. She's backed Gazans after Donald Trump suggested that the U.S. should take over the war-ravaged territory and turn it into what he says would be the Riviera of the Middle East. Trump made the proposal yesterday in a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying Palestinians could be moved to neighboring countries. Baerbock says the forced displacement of civilians from the Strip would be unacceptable and contrary to international law and would also lead to new suffering and hatred. She says Gazans form the basis for a future Palestinian state, adding a two-state solution remains the only option for peace. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The League Cup semi-finals take centre stage tonight with Spurs and Newcastle holding the advantages. Rob Walter has added a few young faces to his Proteas squad for the tri-series with Pakistan and New Zealand. And Makazole Mapimpi has been given a three-match ban for an alleged eye gouge against Cardiff.